Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. Oh, and they're on us. Those other radio shows want to charge you for their sites. We do it for free, freetalklive.com. We go right into the phone calls here. Still want to talk about national service. Still want to hear from somebody that supports the idea. We had one call last hour that was sort of wishy-washy, sort of, wasn't really a supporter. I really want to hear from someone that thinks the idea of compulsory national service is a good idea. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Matthew in Boca Raton, listening on WFTL. Hey, Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling. It was actually the first time I've listened to you guys this evening. And first I wanted to ask, how deeply have the writings of Ayn Rand affected you guys' opinions on various economic policies?
Honestly, the only Ayn Rand book I ever read was Anthem, and that was back in high school, so I have not really been influenced by Ayn Rand.
I've read a couple of her books. I like them, but I wouldn't consider myself an objectivist.
I see.
But my thoughts do jibe with a lot of objectivist thinking.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And also on the whole national service, being forced into national service, I really don't think you have anything to worry about on that issue.
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, the conservative movement in America is strong enough where if anybody were to actually try and implement something like that, the backlash would be so great that it would just totally devastate.
I think your conservative brethren very well. A lot of them support this idea.
I can't see it. I think conservatives love the conservatives worship at the altar of the military. They love the whole idea of a draft.
But,
no.
I mean, that combined with the fact that, you know, liberals despise the military, coupled with the fact that nobody wants their child going off to war, regardless of whether they're a conservative or a liberal. And,
exactly.
I mean,
you don't know what they're doing here yet.
It would be such a huge backlash that you couldn't.
But, Matthew, see, here's the way they're going to get around it. It's not going to be a draft anymore. It's going to be national service, and they're going to make it so that, oh, well, you get to choose which bureaucracy you go and work for.
Certainly,
so you wouldn't have to go to war. You could go and pack boxes for some other bureaucracy.
But nobody, I mean, freedom is too great in this country where people would actually allow themselves to be forced to do something directly out of high school.
Are you telling me that you think post 9/11, the 9/12, 2001, if George Bush said, America, we need a draft, you don't think we would have had a draft?
Oh, there would have been no draft. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I believe that a draft is coming.
No, a draft won't come. There
I hope you're right. I really do.
Backlash. I mean, I am in college at the moment. I think I know the pulse of the present person in college, and it would just be so overwhelming a, you know, disgust for something like that that they couldn't possibly implement that.
I truly hope you're right about that. And I agree that there will be a backlash if they do institute a draft. But if they pull it in as this national service concept, I don't know if Americans will realize what they're looking at. Because if they aren't forcing everyone into the military, and they're just forcing them to go work for the government in some way, shape, or form, then will Americans key in on the fact that it's still slavery?
Yes, I think they can figure that out. Whenever somebody's forced to do something at the point of a gun, that, you know...
But Americans pay taxes.
Yes, they do, but I mean...
But they're being forced to do that at the point of a gun.
And most of them, some of them are happy about it.
For how long has that taken to actually implement the tax code up to this period of time? It wasn't an overnight deal. It wasn't a bill that got passed and then everybody had to do it. It was over a long, gradual period of time, your old frog and hot water thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I see that point.
But with this, it would be an overnight thing. And, you know, there's so much of a presence of conservative media nowadays that the word would spread and there would just be too large a backlash that they couldn't implement something.
I hope you're right about that, and that's all I can say to it. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. I see where he's coming from, and I believe there would be a backlash. But with puff pieces, like the one we started reading last hour, and I will continue because it's just so bad, this puff piece and this SF Gate, San Francisco Gate, essentially outlining the plan for this national service idea, it really just paints it in such rosy colors, like, oh, this is the best thing that could possibly happen to the United States. I'll give you an example. This again from the SF Gate. The author says that, just think, Mark, of how quickly we could ameliorate the problems of New Orleans if Americans volunteered in large numbers. You see how they changed the wording? In the first paragraph of this article said compulsory national service, but now it's called volunteering.
Mm.
This isn't voluntary.
No, it's the voluntary portion is a lie, because you've got to do it. If it's national service, you're going to have to go. And I'd like to say we had a big bureaucracy out there in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And they were turning around trucks full of water. People were dying in the Superdome.
They were turning
when
around
the government
volunteers.
Yes, they were. Americans do want to volunteer and will volunteer. It's the government that got in the way of Americans helping Americans.
Yep.
It's the government that caused people to get raped in the Superdome. I'm sorry. It's the government that built the levees that caused the disaster in the first place. It wasn't a hurricane. It was a flood. And it was a flood made by the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yep.
I'm sorry. It's officious bureaucrats, lazy, useless bureaucrats that caused the damage in the first place.
And
then we think they can fix it?
Now they want to turn every American teenager into an officious bureaucrat. Mm-hmm. That's what the plan is. It's called national service, and it's being talked about in the halls of power right now. Continuing the article, or imagine how quickly the United States would catch up on our severe public education deficiencies relative to other nations if we simply added teachers' aides to after-school programs.
No. America has gone down in on a worldwide scale amongst education when the federal government got involved in the first place.
But don't you understand?
Ever since
they got more government bureaucrats,
no,
Mark.
The problem has been more government bureaucrats. Every time you add one, our scores go down nationally. Why? Because the government believes that you can make one size fit all when it comes to school, and you can't.
All of these, his solution to schools, of course, is to get it out of the government's hands entirely and allow the market to handle it. But he says all of these areas of need and others could be addressed with the availability of hundreds of thousands of citizens each year. You are a tool to be used by people like this. That's his attitude.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of compulsory national service has merit.
He's a central planner.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
The idea of compulsory...
He's got a five-year plan for you.
No, actually, he's got three important reasons. And here are the merits, according to him. First, this nation has the need for human capital, which, if harnessed, could improve the well-being of all Americans. Because, yes, Mark, the history of government has obviously been that it improves people's well-being.
Right.
What?
It's ridiculous.
Government has killed more people than all the murderers in all of history combined.
More than anything. I mean, yeah. Government is what kills people.
Yep. Millions and millions of people died as a result of government actions in the 20th century. More so than any disease, more so than anything else.
Giving some guy with a great idea control of the government is what, in fact, kills people.
Right, and
that's what Hitler did, that's what Stalin did, and this guy, I'm sorry, those guys, when they got in control, they thought they had a really great idea. This guy thinks he has a really great idea, and if you get in his way, he's going to have to kill you, too, because...
Yep.
If I don't want to go into his national service, now I'm above the age, I'm 36.
But
so,
if you were 18.
But if I was 18 and I said, you know what, I don't really want to go national service, they'd say, well, son, you've got to. Everybody goes. And I'd say, no, I'm not gonna. I'm free. Remember, this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, sorry, son, you're gonna have to go. No, I'm not gonna go. And then it would go back and forth for a little while until somebody said, weeks or months later, they're gonna put me in jail because I'm not going. And I say, nope, I'm not gonna go. Sooner or later, they would either force me, they would grab me and throw me in a cell in a gulag somewhere, mm-hmm. in a concentration camp, or if I tried to fight them vociferously enough, they'd put a bullet in me.
Yep.
If I tried to fight hard enough, they'd put a bullet in me.
And everybody would be saying how un-American you were.
Yeah, I'd be the bad guy. But I would want to be free. America is about freedom. And drafts are not freedom. Drafts are conscription. They are slavery. They are un-American. They are wrong.
National service is also slavery. It's the new term for the draft. 800-259-9231, and I want to hear from you if you support the idea. Come on. I know you're out there. 1-800-259-9231.
There's no good reason for it.
This guy's going to give us three good reasons.
Yeah, I'd love to hear them.
You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. When I say Elvis, you hear music. Mention Kennedy and politics comes to mind. But what picture does the name Monroney conjure up? When we come back, I'll tell you the shocking truth.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
Not since Jerry Springer or Howard Stern has one man's brainchild caused so much shock. Yes, the Monroney label, commonly known as the window sticker on new vehicles, was introduced by Senator Elmer Monroney in 1958. Ushering in the age of consumerism, the senator thought it made sense for people to have detailed information about what they were buying. But shoppers aren't the only ones who suffer sticker shock. Dealers can be fined up to $10,000 for each vehicle missing Senator Monroney's label. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free. And that does include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there for your downloading convenience. Front page of the site, grab them up, freetalklive.com.
Who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Many people would say that's Ron Paul. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February the 23rd through the 25th, 2007. So that's this month. Meet presidential candidate Congressman Ron Paul and other influential people who support your freedom. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
To the phones, to the fun, let's talk to David in Deerfield Beach, listening on WFTL. Hey, David.
Hello. You know about that flood in New Orleans?
Yes.
Everybody talks about what happened afterwards, but it didn't have to happen if that wall didn't split.
You're absolutely right. Yep.
Now,
and, you know, there's levees all over the world built by private companies that hold up. How come the Army Corps of Engineers couldn't hold up?
Yeah, but of course they can't do anything right.
That's exactly right.
The government can't do anything right.
That levee split on the seams, just where sections of wall join, because that seams were attached together with 3 inches of concrete knots that goes all the way from the bottom to the top. And concrete, like you can't make a crowbar out of concrete. When there's pressure put on concrete, it cracks, a little 3-inch knots. Now, they should have put a metal plate from the top to the bottom about 3 or 4 feet wide, with two seams joined on both sides of the wall, and bolts all the way through the wall holding that plates, those two plates.
Should have, would have, could have. You know, you'd think with the amount of money that the military has, they certainly could have afforded to do it right, but they didn't.
They probably paid double what it was worth anyway to build it. Why didn't we get a good wall out of it?
Because
the government stinks.
Yep.
Well, because they didn't have a little common sense, and they spent more than double. They spent about 10 times what it's worth. And also they could have put some buttresses where the walls joined.
Not only do they not have common sense, but they also don't have incentive. They don't under. It doesn't matter to the Army Corps of Engineers. There's no punishment for them for essentially what resulted in killing people, in destroying people's homes. All of this damage was caused by their ignorance, and whoever it was that was in charge of that project. You think they've been brought up on charges or had to pay any sort of restitution or anything? No,
they're not having their paychecks docked.
He got a retirement bonus, a huge retirement bonus, and he's still getting paid, and he's got more money than you or me 10 times over.
Yep, and they'll keep getting the funding year after year. David, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
He gets it.
Yes, he does. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about a really terrible idea called National Service, and there's some jerkball out in San Francisco. He's a political scientist.
I thought it was San Jose.
At San Jose State University. Well, the article's in the SF Gate.
It's pretty close.
He's outlining his plan for National Service. He wants to put your kids, or you, if you're 17 or 18, in a bureaucracy, a government bureaucratic job, and force you to work for a bureaucracy for 2 years. And here's why he says you should do it. He says, first, if harnessed, this human capital could improve the well-being of all Americans. It's a form of energy productivity we simply haven't utilized and should rely upon to ensure the best quality of life. This guy has no idea about wealth, the creation of wealth, or anything like that, because quality of life is improved by the marketplace, by individuals in search of a profit coming up with new products and services to offer to people for purchase. And that's what makes life better. Not some government bureaucrats. They don't do anything to make life better. In fact, all they do is make life worse. They suck the wealth out of the economy. They're essentially a parasite on wealth producers. You and I, Mark, anybody that works in the free market, or what remains of a free market, anyone that works in the marketplace creating a product or service is creating wealth. The government can't create anything, so it has to take money from you, take things from you, and ascertain them into itself, making itself bigger, but
not
actually creating anything.
The government can create things. It just does it very inefficiently. Let's take, for instance, firefighters.
Okay.
The government, you know, there's a private service called ambulance service, and then there's a public service called the fire department. They do the same job, but ambulance drivers in private companies generally get paid significantly less than the fire departments do, and they don't have central buildings where, like, fire departments do. Fire departments build these big, expensive brick buildings.
Yeah.
And usually, ambulance companies, they're kind of like taxi cabs. They just sit somewhere and wait for a call, and then off they go. And so the companies run them significantly more efficiently than do the fire departments, but the fire department does do the same thing that the ambulance company does, and that is provide people with a quick, fast, loud ride to the hospital.
They may provide services, and yes, you're right, they are very expensive, but they don't actually create any wealth, because those services that they're providing are paid for on an involuntary basis through taxes. Let's continue with his points, though, as to why we should have so-called national service. He says, second, too many people reach the age of 18 or high school graduation with little thought about their future. Some go to college as a placeholder, gaining little in the process because they have no direction. Others, lacking focus, drift from job to job with no developed skill sets. Now, again, he's talking about the end of, and he's right on this part. There are kids that get out of high school with little direction in life.
Yeah, sure. And lots of people get out of high school that way.
Maybe that's because government schools really suck, too.
Well, the private school I went to, the amount of kids that went on to college was significantly higher than the ones that went to public school.
He says compulsory service would help people find direction while serving society and while building character. Third, citizenship is about more than rights. It's also about obligations to one's fellow citizens and nation. The U.S. government provides an array of services and programs to all Americans, not the least of which includes protection from harm, an economic safety net, and constitutional guarantees. Yes, we pay for these things in the form of taxes, but we also need to pay in the form of human contributions.
This guy, it's Brave New World, right here.
Yeah,
negative,
it really is.
Negative utopia.
And
I mean, this is exactly what this guy wants to build.
He's also playing on people's sense of nationalism with his appeal to citizenship, the idea that you're a citizen, American, and you have certain responsibilities.
Wait, how did I get to be a citizen?
Ooh, that's an interesting question, isn't it? Well, if you actually go and look up the definition of citizen in a law dictionary, in fact, even dictionary.com, regular dictionaries have a similar definition. A citizen is an individual who owes a duty of allegiance to a government in return for protection. Unfortunately, and I hate to rain on all you people who believe you're citizens' parades, unfortunately, the Supreme Court has ruled time and time again that the government at all levels, federal, state, and local, has no responsibility to protect you at all under
and
no circumstances.
If you wonder about that, if you say, whoa, hey, what are you talking about? If you wonder if that's true, then how come the police department doesn't get sued every time somebody gets murdered? How come the police department isn't there to stop me from getting murdered?
Mm.
Well, because that's not what their job is. Their job is to come and clean up the mess. They're not.
Exactly.
Their job isn't to protect me. How come, what are we going to do, sue the government if they lose a war? It's not the government's job to protect you.
People have tried to sue over police malfeasance and that sort of thing, police screw-ups, and that's when the Supreme Court has ruled, sorry, no obligation to protect. Well,
no.
If there's no obligation to protect, then there can be no citizen by definition. There are no citizens.
And if it's not the government's job to protect, then what is it the government's job to do?
Maybe you can answer that question. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Solay Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Solay Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki's there. Over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI.freetalklive.com gets you to it. It's like the listener editable version of our website. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
How close were the philosophies of Nietzsche and the Nazis? Check out this fascinating new DVD by Dr. Stephen Hicks, available at Laissez-Faire Books. How did the Nazis come to power in one of the most educated and civilized countries in the world? And was Nietzsche's philosophy the inspiration? Check out this and many other books and videos on Liberty at LFB.com. That's Laissez-Faire Books, LFB.com.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Jesse in Miami, listening on WFTL. Hey, Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got a son. He's 11 years old. And I used to have to take him to the mailman center here in Miami, Jackson,
okay,
because they wanted the research because he was premature without a hand. So now, is there going to be like a 4F when, or can I go get him a job with the government now?
Wait a minute, you're asking if there's going to be a 4F? That's from back in the draft days, right? That's
right.
Some sort of exemption?
Right, that you had a, because they wouldn't accept you because of you had a defect?
Well, no, I think that was only back in the day when the draft was just for the military. What they're planning here is a national service program. It's the new word for a draft because they're going to be able to draft your kid into various different government bureaucracies. So if he can't serve in the military, then he might go and, for instance, serve lunches at a school or something like that. They'll have some other form of slavery for him.
That's what I'm wondering about because I'm from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the draft. I served my time. That's what I was wondering because the government doesn't try to give him any help at all. They won't give him rehabilitation or nothing. And I'm just wanting to know, when you guys have to sign up, if you're in a wheelchair or you have however you say that word.
Okay.
If they have that, are they still going to have to serve, or are they going to say, oh, no, you're not good enough?
Multiple sclerosis. I am not sure. I don't know what the exact details of the program are going to be.
No, the guy's just proposing it. It's some political scientist's brainchild. At this point, he hasn't worked out all the wrinkles. And I suspect
he's from San Francisco.
Yeah. They're moving that direction. Well, the other guy who proposes the actual law, Charles Rangel's from New York, and there are people on both sides of the aisle that favor it, and it's pretty scary stuff. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
You can believe there's people right there in Deerfield Beach that support the draft and National Service.
Let's talk to Andre in Vegas. Still looking for someone that supports the idea. Andre, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I definitely don't support that idea. I think it's a horrible idea.
What do you see happening?
Well, the National Service is just another name for a draft.
Yep, that's right.
And what they're doing now is a backdoor draft. I just got out of the military, in 2004. When I joined, I signed for a 4-year contract, and I saw the writing on the wall. And when it was my time to get out, they were implementing stop losses.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, people couldn't retire. People couldn't get out of the unit. You couldn't transfer.
That happened to you, so you were stop lost?
Well, to a point, I was lucky enough to be able to get out. I got out before my unit was put under stop loss, only by a week.
Wow.
So, you know,
I'm surprised they haven't come back after you, because you're also in the ready reserves after you get out of your active duty, correct?
That's correct. You got to serve a total of 8 years active or inactive.
Have they tried to get you back?
No. But I have a lot of friends that have been out, and they're getting called back. Left and right, it's been picking up, like, really a lot.
Andre, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. In case you haven't heard, stop loss is, as you described it, a backdoor draft. When you're in the military and your time is running out, you've got your date that you're supposed to be out of the military, they say they come to you and say, oh, Mark, you're not going home. What? Oh.
But my end of service date's coming up.
Yeah, we've changed all that.
Well,
now you're staying until we say you can go home.
Yeah, because when you sign up, you're not signing up for 4 years. You're signing up for eight. It's just four of it is in the ready reserves, essentially not serving. So it's a little trick they've got.
Yep.
But they don't put that on the contract. They put that in the military, all their little rules. And the contract says this, all those little rules in that book that you didn't read yet, well, those apply. You know, this is what I think is going to happen in this situation with this national service. I think that when the military needs people, like, say we invade Iran, too.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to take over the world, after all. That way we can bring peace and democracy to every planet on Earth, or at least the ones we have interest
country.
In.
Right.
Every country on Earth. So they need people in the Army. I think they're going to say, oh, sorry, all the shipping jobs are filled at the ports, and all the forest jobs are filled in the National Park
Service.
Looks
like all you've got is bullet catchers,
Bullet catchers are front line. Your choice.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Jeff in Fort Lauderdale, listening on WFTL. Hey, Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
On that national service, a gentleman called a little while ago, and he thought it would never pass because of a backlash.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't buy that at all. Think about where Rush Limbaugh is coming down on this issue, or Bill O'Reilly, or any of the other flock tenders. It's already a done deal. I'm convinced of it.
Now, where are... I don't listen to those shows. Where are Rush and Bill O'Reilly coming down on this?
They're going to come... Well, I'm sure I don't listen to them either. I used to watch Bill O'Reilly, and I'm sure National Service is something he's already talked about. He thinks it's good. I think he'd do that in Israel.
I think that they're going to sell it. I think that Rush and the so-called conservatives, I think they can get behind this because it won't be a military-only draft. Because the typical conservative objection to the draft is, well, our volunteer force doesn't want to serve next to draft.
I don't hear conservative objections to draft.
Well, oh, yeah. I have heard it, and the objection is, and it actually will come out of the military. If you ask the military if they want a draft, they'll say no, because they know that they don't want to serve next to a draftee. But the way that the so-called conservatives can get behind this is by saying, well, this makes it so you can pick and choose which bureaucracy you want to work for. So therefore, the people that want to join the military will go into the military, but the people that want to join the Peace Corps will go to the Peace Corps. I can easily see the PR machine jumping right behind this.
You know, the sickest thing I ever heard Rush Limbaugh say was when he was talking, it was very recently, in the last month or two, he was talking about him carrying, he's sick and tired of carrying the water for the Republicans anymore. This was shortly after the election.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point I realized he doesn't believe the stuff he's saying. He's just getting on, and he's repeating the mantra, whatever the talking points are that he's being given. Now, I would have thought that Rush wrote the talking points and handed them out, but apparently not.
That way. Jeff, any other thoughts?
I hear that piece where he went off about not wanting to carry water anymore, and I haven't heard anything of it since.
Has he been carrying the water since?
Carrying big buckets of water.
Yep, that's big buckets of water.
And I think, just as another thing, I'll let you go. I have trouble hearing you.
Thanks, Jeff.
That the fix is in for April for Iran, and we don't want to go after just all countries. We only want to go after countries where they got great stuff that's worth money.
You know, that much is true, but what have we seen as far as oil? I mean, gas has doubled since we invaded Iraq.
Well,
what is it going to do, again?
But it's not that. It's who's controlling and who's getting the oil.
Yeah,
remember the Bush family through Baker and Box and all of that? They got the Saudi family in their pocket. There's the number one oil field.
But it's about more than that.
The number two oil field is Iraq. The number three oil field is Iran. I bet if you look to find where the number four oil field is, you can find where we're rattling sabers already.
Well, Jeff, it's also more about, it's not just about oil, but it's also about empowering the military-industrial complex. And I think the anti-war left misses the point on this. And thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This isn't necessarily about oil, as it is about an excuse to funnel billions of dollars into buying arms from politically connected companies.
Not just arms, pencils, boots, uniforms,
sure. Armor,
jeeps, everything.
Tractors,
I mean,
whatever.
The wars just cost a lot of money.
Yep.
A whole lot of money.
And it goes to benefit the military-industrial companies above everybody else. More on the way. This is your show. You can take control. National service. Are you for it? I want to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, that we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 320 of our listeners have decided to do. Why on earth would someone want to do such a thing, Mark?
Well, they support this show and the message of liberty that we're bringing to everyone. You know, we use the money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And
exactly.
We, you know, that's the only thing it goes for.
And if you're listening on a radio station, the odds are good that you're listening because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers. Because a number of our listeners, over 300 of them, have stepped up and provided as little as $3 a month to the show. Now, if you've been to the website, you know that all the features there are totally free. Go to any of the other major talk show host websites out there, and you'll see there's membership areas. You got to pay $5, $6, $7 a month to even get in to see what they have in the membership area. Well, we give it all away up front, and we're just simply asking you, if you like the show, support us. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. And contribute via the amplifier program. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks. There's benefits. There's just a few different perks involved, like amplifier phone lines, the amplifier-only forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phone. Still looking for someone to support the concept of national
service. I'm not looking. I'm really glad that everybody calling in is against it.
Well, there are people out there that are for it because there are political scientists from San Jose State University that believe it's a good idea, and therefore there must be people that are reading these editorials thinking, yeah, I like that national service idea.
I would have believed
let's enslave all of America.
I would have believed that we would have just been inundated with calls on this one. So I'm pleasantly surprised that there's not that many people out there willing to do it.
Well, let's try Noah in Fort Lauderdale, listening on WFTL. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, I'm just going to say it and make you happy. I agree.
Yeah, but you don't believe it, do you?
You guys have just been dying for somebody to say it, so I'm going to say it.
Yeah, but come on, you don't really believe it.
Well, I think that it's certainly a complex issue, and there's a lot of things that would have to be worked out about it, but I think that, you know, it can't be an all bad idea.
And yes, and here's why. It's all bad, and it's not complex. It's simple. It's pure and simple slavery. And how that could be good in any way, I don't understand. It's bad any way you cut it. Forcing people to work without their consent is anathema to the American way of life.
Yes, but you don't. You seem to not even agree with the concept of taxes.
Yeah, that's true. That's slavery as well. Because if you have to pay 25% of your income to some government organization, and they're going to throw you in a jail cell if you don't pay that that percentage, then you're 25% a slave. Actually, I'd argue you're 100% of a slave. They're just letting you keep 75% of your money.
But the thing is, you're not taking into account the fact that it costs money to keep a society going. And Grant, I'll give you. I mean,
keep a government going? Whoa! Keep a government going or a society?
Are you actually saying that our society is our government? Because I think that's a really crappy thing to say about our society.
Well, our society is not our government, but our society is enabled, and it's enabled to exist by our government.
Hold on. Our society wouldn't exist if our government wasn't ponderously large.
It would be mayhem without some sort of societal constraints, without some sort of government
control. I'm not advocating against. I'm not advocating against getting rid of the government. I'm saying that it's way, way, way too big. If it's thinking about enslaving its own citizens to work for it, then it's too big.
And the government, there's no question. It's sickening how ineffective and corrupt and the bureaucracies and the waste. There's no question that that is the case.
So you want to force people to work for that?
No.
I think that there are a lot of problems in society that could be helped. If you think about your average 18, 19-year-old kid who's running around basically doing nothing and up to no good, it's like, why couldn't that person do something for the good of our nation?
Because you're going to ruin their work ethic. When they run around and do nothing, then they figure out for themselves, holy crap, I'm getting hungry, and there's no place for me to live. The only place I'm going to be able to live is at mom's house, and she wants me to leave. That gives a person motivation to go out and work hard. If you give them a government job, you kill their spirit. You turn them into the soulless bureaucrats that you have to deal with when you go to the DMV. Now, I'm sure some of them are very nice people, but you see what it's like dealing with the government. If the government fed us, we'd all starve.
Look at communist Russia.
That is the truth. I agree with that.
So you're proposing killing the spirit.
Other points that you've made?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Can I address a couple of the other points
that
you made?
Certainly.
Okay, I'll give you an example. To say that we're not citizens of the United States of America because the government, police, and stuff cannot be held accountable for things that go wrong, I think that that's kind of an absurd statement.
Nope, that's not what I said. Nope, I didn't say they can't be held accountable. I said that there's no responsibility, no obligation to protect. The Supreme Court has ruled it over and over again. The definition of a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for protection. And there's no obligation to protect, so therefore there's no duty of allegiance. Therefore there's no citizen. It's a fantasy, sir.
We are protected, though. You feel protected in the United States of America as opposed to, like, for example, you know,
I feel
Serbia?
Protected because I have an AK-47 upstairs, not because of the government.
That's just additional protection.
No. It's not the government that's keeping me safe, sir. It's individuals who are armed
that keep us safe. I'm not with my co-host on this particular one. I think it's a little obscure point. But I would like to say that, do you remember in New Orleans when there was nothing left but the police and the criminals? Didn't seem very safe then, did it? I say it's an armed citizenry that keeps us safe, and cops, they're just frosting on the top of the cake.
I'm talking about the borders, and, I mean, the military.
The borders? Telling me the Canadians are going to roll across our borders? Please! They're border agents with dogs sniffing for drugs up there. They're not protecting anything.
Yeah, the border agents are bought off all the time. What are you talking about?
The vast majority of our federal government is absurd and ridiculous, but there is a certain percentage of it that is filled with people who are dedicated to keeping you and I safe and happy.
Well, good
and free.
For them. You know what? If they're so valuable, if their services are so great and so valuable, I would like for them to offer their services on the open market, and then people can voluntarily buy them. How's that sound?
It's expensive. You got to look at our nation as it's a company. It's like saying
no,
that,
it's not. Companies fail. Companies fail when they go out of
have a building because it's just an expense. And then all the TVs would get rained on and people would steal them. In other words, there are some costs associated with being in business they're just costs.
I would concur with that, absolutely.
I wouldn't concur that you can look at the government as a company, because when a company runs out of money...
A nation is like a company. A nation is like a company. Planet Earth is basically, ultimately, filled with companies. A nation is very, very similar to a company. And
well,
there are
how exactly? I get to deal with Walmart on a voluntary basis. I walk in when I want to walk in. I buy what I want to buy. But when I deal with the government, nothing's voluntary. You do what I say or you're going to go to jail, citizen. There's nothing company-like about it.
Similar to a company, though?
A company that puts you in jail and points guns at you, right?
Well,
find me this company.
People are selfish, and they want to do whatever they want, and they want to just take their portion of the American
people. People are selfish, and they want other people to do whatever they want other people to do. You want other people to do what you want them to do.
Selfishness is a good thing. I love selfishness. Selfishness is what makes the world go around. Everyone's selfish, and you can't get away from it. In fact, the most selfish statement is those people that claim, I'm not selfish. I'm altruistic. I'm not a selfish individual because
Jesus tells me to.
Yeah, they're the most selfish of individuals. And why would you want to allow people who are selfish to get in charge of the reins of power? Aren't they just going to use that power for selfish ends?
Oh, absolutely. That's certainly a risk.
A risk?
It's a guarantee.
That's politics, baby. Rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies. That's what it's all about. That's why New Orleans flooded, because somebody's friend got the job on the levee.
There's a great amount of truth in what you're saying. There's no question about it, but you're throwing the entire baby out with the bathwater.
The baby's really, really little.
It's Rosemary's baby. Good riddance. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. I love
that
one. Harry Brown. Credit for that one.
I don't know who Rosemary's baby is.
It's like a Satan baby or something like that.
It's like a...
It's a movie. Rosemary's Baby.
I haven't seen it. I
haven't
know anything
either.
About it.
But that's a great Harry Brown line, and I like to pull it out.
No, I think the government has a role. I know you don't. I think it does have one. And I would agree with him largely. It's just the problem is that people want to use the government to solve everything. And it's inefficient. Everything you're going to have the government do, it is going to be inefficient. I just wonder if there are some things that we can't go without using the government for.
Yeah. I think we can go without the government on every single thing it does, as a matter of fact. And that's where you and I separate. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dave and Indy, listening on WXNT. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, you wascally revolutionaries.
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
I agree with the program, and I can tell you who we should send. We should send everybody who votes Democrat.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work that way. I think they want to send everybody. If you want to expand or you got more comments, hang on. I hope you'll be patient. Hour number three is on the way. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Believe it or not, we do have other things to talk about tonight. This national service thing is a huge issue, and it's going to be something that they're going to continue to try to push through, so pay attention. More is on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. This is your show, live Saturday edition.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.